Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. When a group of scientists led by UVM's Paul Bierman started studying a sample of ice taken from the very bottom of Greenland's ice sheet, they expected to find a mix of ice and dirt or rock. But what they discovered surprised them. It revealed a landscape very unlike what everyone had envisioned, and it changes our understanding of what's been happening to Greenland's ice over the last several million years. I caught up with Professor Bierman yesterday. He's doing fieldwork in Norway at the moment, but the publication of his team's finding in the journal Science has created quite a stir, and he paused to tell me about the research.
We received pieces of an ice core that was taken in the early 1990s with funding from the National Science Foundation. That ice core has been frozen for 20 years, and we received parts of about 13 meters at the bottom of this ice core. It's about 3,000 meters long, so almost 2 miles deep. And that bottom 13 meters of ice is full of silt and sand, what might look like soil material dispersed in ice, so sort of dirty ice cubes. And we took that into our laboratory at the University of Vermont. We melted the ice, and we isolated that sediment. And then we made several kinds of analyses on the sediment. We looked for organic carbon that might be left behind when plants decay. We looked for nitrogen that also might be left behind in a soil when plants decay. And we looked for a very rare isotope known as beryllium-10, which is produced in the atmosphere, falls to Earth, is either small particles or in rainfall, and then stick tenaciously to soils. And we measured that isotope beryllium-10 using a particle accelerator at Livermore National Lab in California. And much to our surprise, we found very high levels of beryllium-10 in this soil that was buried 3,000 meters beneath the Greenland ice sheet. And that, along with the large amounts of organic carbon and the large amounts of nitrogen, suggested to us that the ice had preserved this soil. And because we know that the Greenland ice sheet has been present for several million years on Greenland, the only time that this soil could have formed was prior to the formation of the Greenland ice sheet. So we've really found an antique soil that's been preserved for millions of years underneath thousands of meters of ice.
You say you were surprised by what you found in the sediment. What did you think you were going to see? What was the prevailing theory of what was underneath the ice sheet?
Well, in most places, glaciers are extremely erosive. They remove many meters of rock as they move over the surface. You can think about them as a sort of a large belt sander with a lot of abrasive embedded in that ice at the bottom, and they pluck rock material, they scrape rock material, and so it's sort of a joke in our laboratory that we set up to measure this material thinking there would be very few atoms of beryllium-10, so we went overboard in cleaning things and in running what we call blanks, which are samples that have nothing in them, just to check and see if we had any contamination. And it wasn't until we went to the accelerator at Livermore and we put the first sample on and we started looking at the analysis that we realized that there was an awful lot of beryllium-10. So it's one of those things in science where you have an expectation based on your knowledge of how glaciers behave for the most part, and it turned out that our expectation was wrong and the data contradicted it. So then that got us thinking about, well, you know, how could something like this ancient soil survive? And the reason it has most likely survived where it is, at the bottom of the Greenland ice sheet, is that that ice sheet has been frozen to the bed beneath it, frozen to the rock and soil beneath it, if not for all of the last 3 million years for most of it. Because once that ice is frozen, it can't move. It's locked in place, and it can't do that erosion. And we know there are glaciers on Earth that are frozen to their bed. And there are parts of Greenland where the glaciers are frozen to the bed. We just weren't expecting it to have been frozen for all of the last 2.5 to 3 million years.
It seems like there's sort of an irony here, if I'm understanding the science correctly, in that beryllium-10, that isotope, it sticks, as you said, to the soil when it's exposed to the sun's rays. But ironically, it was the fact that the ice sheet had covered that soil for so long and not exposed it and sloughed it all off that there was still so much beryllium there. I mean, you're basically saying there was no more exposure after that initial exposure long, long ago.
Yeah, that's correct. So what we infer here, based in large part on our examination of some soils on very old tundra surfaces in Alaska, is that the soil that we sampled in that ice at the bottom of the ice core most likely was sitting out at Earth's surface for many tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of years before the ice sheet started to form. So Greenland was covered with a tundra soil. It was a very stable environment. Then the ice sheet formed, buried that soil, and protected it from further erosion.
So what does this mean, then, not only for people who had a certain assumption about what had been happening with that ice sheet over millennia, but also for climate science and the future?
It has some important implications. I think the most important implication is that prior to the dawn of modern humans, 2.5-3 million years ago, the Greenland ice sheet became established, and it has existed on Greenland since then. It has gotten smaller and it's gotten larger, and there's good evidence that at least the southern part of the ice sheet has melted away in the past. But I think the preservation of the soil tells us that in the last several million years, if the entire ice sheet went away, it went away for a very short period of time. And that most of the last few million years has featured the Greenland ice sheet as a predominant feature in the northern hemisphere. I think the important part there is that we're on a trajectory right now to dramatically warm Earth's climate by the way in which we've changed the composition of the atmosphere and continue to do so day by day, year by year. The climate is getting warmer, and it's only going to get warmer. And I think the possibility exists, if we don't change the way in which we use fossil fuels at this point, that we may warm the climate enough that the Greenland ice sheet does disappear. And that would be a first since this soil was buried.
And does the fact that that hasn't happened before, which you've now shown in your research, make a difference in our projections of what that would be like?
I don't think it makes direct changes to those predictions, but it adds another anchoring point. That we know that the ice sheet has been stable for most, if not all, of the last several million years, provides one more anchor point to our models of how Earth behaves when the climate changes. And the more we know of that, the better we can predict the future.
Professor Bierman, you were mentioning that this sample of ice that you got is from the bottom of, what is it, a 10,000-foot core sample that was taken of the Greenland ice sheet. Why had nobody studied that level before, that layer?
Oh, they have. They've studied it in different ways. So the ice core goes down 3,050 meters, which is about 10,000 feet, and we have pieces of the bottom 13 meters. Most of the work on the ice core was based at understanding Earth's climate in great detail over the last 100,000 years, 125,000 years. And so the upper portions of the ice core have been extensively studied. The lower portions were more deformed. The ice has been misshapen. It's flowed. It's changed over time. And people have applied a number of techniques to that ice at the base. They've looked at the dissolved gases in the ice. They've looked at some of the chemistry of the ice. But we were the first to apply beryllium-10 to this. And so we learned something new. It's one of the reasons that these ice cores are kept in archives, because the ice core was collected at great expense, both in labor and dollars, to get it out of Greenland. And yet, over time, new techniques come online and new ways of thinking and new scientific approaches. And so our laboratory specializes in understanding how landscapes form and how quickly they change and dating things over time. And so we looked at that ice core not necessarily as a climate record, but as a record of a changing landscape.
We've caught you now, after this paper was published in Science, working again, and you're in Norway at the moment. What are you doing?
I am. I'm actually going to be looking to collect samples of changes in sea level over time. So we've done some of this work on Greenland, where we go to the coast and we take a sample of rocks right at the immediate coastline today, so right where the water level is, and then we work up tens of meters from there to above where we think the highest previous sea level was. And those high sea levels tend to occur right as the large ice sheets retreated 10, 12, 14,000 years ago, because the weight of the ice has pushed down the Earth's crust. And then when the ice comes off, the Earth springs back. It rebounds. It's as though you pushed your finger into a large rubber ball and then took your finger out and the ball came back. So we're using a different type of technique, but also using beryllium-10 to measure the emergence of the land from the ocean at the end of the last glaciation.
Well, Professor Bierman, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on the publication of your very important and exciting paper.
Thank you very much.
Paul Bierman is a professor of geology at the University of Vermont. What his team discovered about the landscape of Greenland suggests that the ice sheet that covers that land has not melted and reformed and melted and reformed over millennia, but has most likely stayed frozen through multiple climate shifts.